Have you ever made a frozen matcha latte before? This is essentially a matcha slushie made with matcha, oat milk, ice, and a tiny bit of sweetener. In this episode, we're going to be going through our frozen matcha latte recipe together, and we'll also be testing whether or not using matcha ice cubes makes the recipe better. Let's get started. Okay, so what I have here are a few basic ingredients I'm going to be using to make my frozen matcha latte. So first I have two identical matcha pastes. So this is made using a combination of the matcha kakitsubata and the matcha chanoka okumidori. And I used a teaspoon of each and 2 tablespoons of water. And this is kind of the perfect amount to make a concentrated matcha paste. And this actually does two things. One, it's going to make the flavor more concentrated because there's going to be less water in it. And also it gives me an extra opportunity to smooth out the clumps, because if you've been watching our videos, you know that we really hate getting those clumps in our matcha latte, because it's really going to affect the drinking experience and make it not quite as smooth. You really kind of hit the perfect matcha latte when all the ingredients are combined perfectly, and this is something that helps with that. I then have brought a secret weapon along with me, and that is these matcha ice cubes. So I made some matcha last night and it froze it in an ice cube tray. You can see, it's actually kind of cool. You can see the foam from the matcha that I made, so you know that it was freshly made and then frozen. And then this is something that you can make in just a couple of hours in the freezer. And the reason I'm doing this is because it concentrates the flavor. Again, I'm eliminating the amount of water I'm using in my latte, and hopefully it's going to make it less watered down. But I don't just want to tell you that, I want to prove it to you. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to use regular ice cubes as a control and just run this experiment with the same matcha, the same oat milk, and the same amount of water and everything. So I'm going to go ahead and blend this all up. We're going to be using 1 cup of ice. So for this one, 1 cup of matcha ice cubes. For this one, 1 cup of regular ice cubes. We're going to be using 3/4 cup of oat milk. We're going to be using 2 teaspoons of sweetener. I think I'm just going to use regular granulated sugar, but you can use honey as well. And then 2 teaspoons of matcha powder and 2 tablespoons of water to mix it into a paste. So let's go. Okay, so here I have the 2 different frozen matcha lattes. On the right, I have the one made with regular ice cubes. And on the left, I have the one made with matcha ice cubes. And there's going to be a slight difference in appearance, and I think it's just mostly because I made this one first and let it sit in the fridge for a little bit while I made this one. And I think if given enough time, this one will settle a little bit. It's just right now it's very fresh. It's very slushy. So this is very interesting. And I should have clarified before that the recipe is going to be available on our website, and that's going to be the full recipe. So this I actually, because I'm splitting up into two, I actually took half the recipe for this one and half the recipe for this one, but I did use more matcha powder because I really like the flavor of matcha and I wanted to have a good experiment. So I wanted to have a really good flavor from each one. So this is something very different than what we've been making recently. This is a cold drink that I think is going to be perfect for the summertime for a lot of people. And let's go ahead and try it out. First, we'll have the regular ice cube. Actually, we should start with this one because this one needs some time to settle, I think. That's very good. It's not too sweet like I thought it was going to be. Normally, I don't add any sweetener to my lattes, but I added just 2 teaspoons of honey because I wanted to follow the recipe that we put out. And it's actually really nice. It's not too sweet. And there definitely is a ton of matcha flavor, which is perfect for me. But I think you probably want to start off with the regular recipe, which calls for half as much. But this is really nice. It's not too sweet. It's got a little bit of sweetness to it, but it's well balanced out by that kind of strong vegetal and slightly bitter matcha flavor. Let's go ahead and compare to this one. Yeah, you'll see after a couple minutes, it'll start to settle down, like the spaces in between will melt and it will start to look more like this one. But let's go ahead and try it. This one's still very good. I think overall I prefer this one, but that's mostly because I love the matcha flavor, so the more matcha the better really for me. But this one, you start to notice actually the flavor of the honey a little bit more. And you'll notice that this drink, it's very slushy. So, you know, if you put a straw in like these ones, it'll start to melt the area around the straw. So you see it, it'll kind of melt out a little hole there. So just make sure you kind of stir this drink so you're getting a mixer of both. You're not just like drinking the liquid. Otherwise, it's not going to be taste the same throughout. But you see, I was able to get a good consistency here. The recipe calls for 2 cups of ice cubes, and I did 1 at each because I cut the recipe in half, and I think that was the perfect amount. It's really nice, slushy consistency, but it's not too thick. You can still drink it. So definitely good there. Yeah, so this is what I'm talking about with adding extra water to your lattes. So this is why we recommend using the matcha ice cubes, not just in this recipe, but also in iced matcha lattes, because it really makes a difference when it comes to the richness of the flavor. So we tend to be pretty casual about ice cubes. We kind of just put them into drinks, but you're really introducing a lot of extra water to your drinks, and that's going to water down the flavor. So here you can really taste it. It's a little bit more watery, which might be something that people like if they're not so familiar with the flavor of matcha. But if you're a real matcha fan like me, I would recommend just to take the extra time, freeze some matcha in an ice cube tray overnight, and use the matcha ice cubes in this recipe. It really makes a difference. So I think the takeaway after drinking these two is that the frozen matcha latte recipe is really the perfect recipe for the summertime. If you're looking for something a little bit refreshing, maybe a little bit of a change of pace from your typical matcha or matcha latte, I would definitely recommend giving this a try. And if you're a big matcha fan like me, I would definitely recommend to take the extra time and freeze the matcha overnight. It really does make a big difference in terms of the richness of the drink. Although both of these drinks are really enjoyable, here you definitely get that kind of rich matcha experience. And here you get a little bit more of the ingredients. So you get a little bit of that honey. You get a little bit more of the oat milk. And this is maybe something that you might be looking for if you're not accustomed to that kind of strong vegetable flavor of the matcha. So by no means is this a bad drink. It's very, very delicious. But if you're really accustomed to that kind of strong matcha flavor and you're used to that and you really look for it in your matcha lattes, definitely take the extra time to make the matcha ice cubes. And not only that, but also use that matcha paste step that I showed you. So take the time to blend the matcha into a paste. Don't just kind of pour a full usucha or thin matcha into the latte, because that's going to be introducing more water into the latte. And you really want to keep this as concentrated as possible. You just want the sweetener, the oat milk, the matcha, and very little else. So if you follow these steps, you'll be able to make a delicious frozen matcha latte like this one. And definitely go to our website and give that recipe a try. It's very easy to follow, and I just did it in front of you basically right now, and you can see the results. It's a really nice consistency. It's almost like a slushy, but definitely much healthier for you. And something I would recommend everyone try out. And if you want the perfect matcha for this recipe, I would recommend going to neotees.com and getting the latte grade matcha. So we've traveled around Japan for the past few years, and we've met with dozens of farmers and sampled hundreds of different matcha teas. And we've ultimately selected a few of our favorites. And one of them, when it comes to lattes, is this latte grade matcha. It's a little bit more affordable, so you can use it every day and not worry too much about the cost. It is grown without the use of pesticides or chemicals, so it's good from that perspective as well. So definitely check it out, and it would really help support everything we do in this channel. But another way to support the channel is by liking this video and subscribing so you can see more videos like it in the future. And if you have any questions about matcha or green tea in general, please feel free to leave those in the comments below. But until then, we'll see you next time.